Oh, let's my God. Do it. Oh, my God. I can't believe we're back.
Wow. it's actually been ages, isn't it?
I think it's been a while, but
I want to say 6 weeks.
You've been quite busy, haven't you? You've been away busy. like every weekend.
Every weekend for 4 weekends.
Yeah. So you went to...
It's a fucking nightmare, to be honest.
Brighton. Malaga. Am I right with those two?
Yeah, you are right with those two. Very good.
Turin.
Oh, I'd love to go to Turin.
Oh, Turin's quite... I don't know if you've got a listener in Turin. Invite us over. We'll come hang out in Turin.
Not next weekend, though, because I've been to places 4 weekends in a row and I can't...
You're not allowed.
Can't do it again. The other one was Barcelona.
Oh, Barcelona. Barcelona. Okay, yep. The fourth one
was... Soho Farmhouse. What?
Oh, fuck you.
Yeah, for a friend's birthday last weekend, which is great.
Yeah, great. Sounds good. I bet that was a lot of money.
Yeah.
More than Barcelona.
It's quite ridiculous, actually. Like, yeah. We stayed one night.
It's not even in Soho House.
No. We stayed one night, and my friend whose birthday it was, he happens to work there. He's quite senior.
He
got a discount on the room, but it was still...
On your room?
Way more than I would want to pay for a room anywhere for a night. No, not that much.
600.
No, less than that.
300.
More than that.
What, discounted?
Yeah, that's discounted.
More than 300?
One night.
What?
Yeah.
How many beds?
Just the one.
How big was it?
About as big as your bedroom. Genuinely, which we're in, by the way. Genuinely, it wasn't that... Not that your bedroom isn't big, but
it's
I wouldn't pay 350 quid a night.
Bedroom's got the cinema.
Yeah, but it's 500 quid a night normally.
It's got the music area.
That is actually bigger than the TV that was in the Soho House one.
Did you have a record player?
No record player. No guitars.
No guitars. No amps. Yep. Bedside cabinet.
Yeah, that's one of those.
Your drawers?
No.
What's the point?
Have you got about 12 cow sheds in your bathroom? As in the, shower gel, not actual cow sheds.
No, but I have got a steak in the fridge.
Ah.
Yeah.
The other thing is that they have the nerve, right? They put you in...
Is that with breakfast? Place.
No.
What?
I know. And so it's called pig... They're called piglets.
And they've got all the food and stuff there, walking around.
They're called piglets, the thing you stay in.
Right,
so they're like... It's almost like they're taking the piss. They're like, we'll charge you... Well, normally 500 quid to stay in literally a pigsty.
So you got it for 499.
Literally a pigsty.
499 to stay in a pigsty.
Less than that, but yeah. Anyway.
So that sounds great. I've heard it's lovely.
It was really nice, but...
Place that I would probably never
You pay know. Through the snout, I tell you.
I think if I had a friend that said we're doing
this... If only you did have a friend.
I might... have turned up and driven home.
Yeah. Well, I did do that just the day after.
The drunk driving fine is a lot less than the room.
It actually is.
Yeah.
£60. Something like that, yeah.
3 points.
Yeah.
If you do a course.
Absolutely worth it.
The £90 course.
Yeah. You sleep in your car.
Sleep in your car.
I could have slept in the car, actually. Thinking about it. Free.
What was your favourite place?
Out of all those places... I would say Barcelona. I love Barcelona.
Oh, nice.
It's lovely.
Yeah, it is. It's good.
Gaudi.
Very Gaudi, isn't it?
Gaudi was a strange fellow, wasn't he?
Oh, did you meet him?
Just wacky. Yeah, he was very strange. Wacky buildings.
Very good at architecture.
Well, yes.
Yeah.
In a way, he sort of slopped it all together.
Yeah.
His architecture is a bit like, you know, if you're at the beach and you have wet sand.
Yeah.
And you just like squeeze it through your fingers and let it drop on the floor and it makes those little sort of towers.
Yeah.
That's... basically what his building
is. And that's the whole of Barcelona.
Yeah.
It's just sand castles. When you come in from a boat,
yep.
It is from afar, you think it is just the shoreline and people have just made little castles.
Very good.
Thanks. Did you drink a lot of...
Sangria?
Estrella.
Yeah.
Estrella.
Madry is what they're serving out there these days, by the way.
I thought that was... pretend to be Spanish.
No, I think it's out there. I think it was there. You can still find it. What have you been up to? Where have you been?
I've not been anywhere.
Where have you been?
I've not been anywhere. Not like you. Going away every week.
Everywhere.
I had a Good Friday.
Did you?
Yeah.
Which one?
7th.
April. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I think everyone had a Good Friday, that one.
Yep.
The rest of them were awful Fridays. awful Fridays. I went to see Limp Bizkit.
I went with you.
Don't know if you knew.
Yeah. That was good.
That was very good.
I enjoyed that.
Didn't like them getting the the musician, the other bands up on stage.
No, who were they?
Didn't work out very well.
Didn't work out at all, did it?
But otherwise, that was brilliant.
That was good fun. No, and Lamb of God,
no Crowd Crush.
No Crowd Crush, great.
Oh, yeah, two gigs that should have been in Brixton.
That were in Wembley Arena. Arena.
The Ovo Energy Arena. Lamb of God was very good. They were very good.
They are great, aren't they? Yeah. Even though every song sounds identical. Creator, and we also went to see God Alone.
Oh, God Alone. Shout out to the
shout out to God Alone. The boys from De Kerk.
The good boys from Cork.
The good boys from De Kerk.
If you don't know God Alone, they're amazing live.
Yeah, they are amazing live.
Amazing live. So if you get a chance to see them live, go see them live.
But don't listen to them on a streaming service because it doesn't sound as good.
No, do. But you won't get the experience.
You won't enjoy it.
You get from live.
You won't like
them
it,
live.
So don't do it.
I watched a movie at the cinema.
What did you watch?
Do you know the Evil Dead franchise?
I do know the Evil Dead franchise.
With Bruce Campbell.
Lee.
Big chin.
Okay.
I saw the new Evil Dead, Evil Dead Rise.
Is Bruce Campbell still alive?
Nope. Well, no, he's alive, but he's not in it.
He's really old, is he?
Yeah,
must
yeah.
be his 90s or something.
He was in Evil Dead, Ash versus the Evil Dead.
Oh, was he?
But
was there someone else with a chainsaw attached to their arm?
No, but there was a chainsaw, and they held it with their hands.
Oh, boring.
Yeah. Boring.
Loser.
I don't want to give things away, but there was a chainsaw in it.
twist and ruined.
And some Evil Deads.
Oh, that some really has ruined it.
Yeah. If you want to go to an Evil Dead film and hope there's no Evil Deads, God's in the wrong
be
film.
Sorely disappointed.
But, good times.
Sorely disappointed. Chainsaw.
Chainsaw. And there's
that's good.
A movie chain called Saw as well.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Saw chain.
That's so true.
Oh, that's good facts today.
Yeah.
Matt.
Yeah.
What episode is it?
It's episode 66. Let's go to the theme song! Yeah! Put up your feet, put on the ghetto. What's the Grand Prix? Who's the best in the
Keep your ears peeled for a potential episode title throughout, ladies and gents. We don't know what it's going to be yet, but we'll get there.
We will get there. It's not going to be called We Will Get There. So
it
that was
be.
The theme song. Thanks,
Brutality. Should we do the boring bit? But very important bit, nonetheless.
You do the boring bit.
Okay, cool. If you like
can't
the
lower,
show...
I can't lower myself.
If you
God, I hate this so much. If you like it, listen.
If you like listen. If you listen,
Subscribe.
Subscribe.
If you subscribe,
tell a friend.
Tell a friend. And give us some stars.
And give us some stars. Reviews. What have you listened to it on? Give us the most amount of stars possible for it to be rated the best.
Did you know we got some stars on Apple?
Did we?
Yeah.
Have we?
Yeah.
Wow, that's really good.
Five of them.
We got, I think we're rated
five. People gave us one star.
I think we're rated five stars on Spotify as well. But
I don't know how you rate Spotify.
I think I did it last week. And because of that, we got one 5-star rating.
So yeah, if you like listen.
If you could, that would be really helpful. Because
if you listen, subscribe. If
we're
you
under
subscribe.
We're under the impression that it increases your discoverability.
Yeah, and we want people to discover this.
Yeah, we do. Just as much
it's great.
As
and
you have done, wanted
you love
to,
it.
Found it.
I love it. Simon hates it.
Well, tolerate it.
Yeah, but that's 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
2 out of 3 ain't bad. Is that a song?
It is now. Okay, 2 out of 3 ain't bad. So, okay. Could you tell us what's in store?
Yes. So what's in store for today? Quite a simple one, really.
Again.
We're going to go through new releases. And we're going to go through new releases from...
What's it going to be?
Lurk. Low. Jesus Peace. Metallica. Yep.
That's all down picking.
All of the songs.
All down picks.
Vertex.
Huh?
Better Lovers. Is that you trying to do a sort of sloppy hole thing?
Yeah, sloppy hole thing, yeah.
Oh, God.
That's what makes a better lover.
That's gross.
Fellatio.
Oh, gosh. Was that what that was?
No, I don't know.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know what it was. don't know
Sound
what
like
that is.
Like a rabbit gnawing on a piece of lettuce.
Yeah, but that's what makes a better lover.
Absolutely.
Isn't it?
They are good lovers, rabbits.
Someone
rampant.
That goes downtown, stays around.
Koningsaw. Yeah, that's exactly Thanks. What a coning saw sounds like. Cattle decapitation. I wasn't sure about your original cattle sound.
Well, it's a cow being chased by a knife wielding cattle
decapitator. Yeah, fair enough. And then we're going to crown one album of the week.
What's it going to be?
And then I think it just sort of ends.
Who knows? Just kind of fizzles out.
Fizzles out.
Into nothing.
Yeah.
So I did. I spoke to Simon.
That's me.
Here, and said we should have a podcast meeting and decide some new things.
Yeah, we should.
So
I agree.
If you think of some new things, listener, just let us know what you'd like to see. We could do a new feature every week.
We could if you supply them.
Your idea.
And if we recorded an episode every week, we could do that as well.
Well, we used to.
Oh, do you remember those days?
If there's another pandemic, we could get back in. Simon's a big bad boss, so doesn't.
Ooh. What?
Actually, last time we were meant to record, I accidentally ended up drinking.
with
work people.
Oh yeah, you did.
I did.
But I was also doing.
He was
that.
Also drinking with the work people.
We should have said that that's what we were doing beforehand.
Yeah, yeah.
I think we were always doing that, weren't we? And then, so it didn't happen in the end. We're both getting drunk in different parts of London.
Yeah. No, mine came up the day before. So.
Oh, okay. So you decided to bin off the podcast, knowing it was going to.
Well, no, I kind of thought it would only last.
No, it's fine.
Maybe the day of. Probably the day of if it happened.
I see. That's fine. Big bad boss with no authority. Not right. A problem. Right,
so,
should we do it?
Should we go to new releases?
Let's do it. Okay. First up this week, I've been listening to an artist by the name of Lurk.
Just one artist.
An artist band.
Yeah.
About artists. Like the genre is sludge. Doom or Sloom from.
Do they call themselves Sloom?
No, that's just what I've called them.
Nice.
They're from Finland.
Mm-hmm.
Sloom.
That's where.
is that how you would say it? If you're from Finland? Add the Sloom. The album. Sorry for all of our Finnish listeners, by the way. The album is called Aegis, A-E-G-I-S.
Yeah.
The front cover is one of the best I've seen in a long time, actually.
Oh, very good.
It's a kind of hell mouth. Out of which is sprouting a sort of curly-whirly dragon covered in people and creatures, and below it is a wood with a graveyard in it.
Blow it? That makes you a better lover.
Below it. Below it. Still sounds like blow it, doesn't it? No matter how you say it. Released on the 7th of April. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, I do.
That was a good Friday.
Oh, yeah, that's a good
Transcending Obscurity is the record label, in case you're interested. Oh, yeah. 44 minutes long. My standout track is called Ashlands.
And here it is!
That was it there.
Are you changing your...
Yeah, fuck it. Great. Change it up. That's one of the fun segments in the show.
I will never change.
Okay, never change, please.
Never change.
Blending elements of doom, black, and death metal into their astounding sludge template, the Finnish band is taking the sound ahead in ways hitherto unheard.
No way you came up with
Haunting,
this yourself.
Haunting.
You just read in someone else's
Not at
review.
All. Never would do that. Haunting, soaring melodies juxtaposed with abrasive low-end riffs. Without hampering the overall aesthetics. Watch the band take you... I mean, I wrote that, so I know it said watch the band. Watch the band take you into a slow, hallucinatory descent towards madness where multiple worlds coalesce and still make sense. Imagine that. In a nutshell, this is the music of Lurk. So I wrote that.
Yeah, you did.
I also wrote Glad slow and atmospheric did. In places, heavy and sludgy in places, very dirty vocals, very throaty, liked it. For fans of God Disease, obviously, 71 Ton Man,
yep.
And a band who's, I think, one of the best band names I've heard in a long time, Warcrab.
Warcrab.
Yeah, Warcrab.
you must know them because you said that these sound like him.
Yeah, bit. I think I desperately tried to find bands that sound like them, and someone mentioned War Crab next to their name, and I thought they War must Crab. Do. My three-word review for Lurk, the Finnish Sloom band, is Dirty Filthy Sloom.
That's
Sloom?
Good.
Sloom?
That's good. That's good.
Over to you, Matthew.
Okay, I've been listening to the band Low.
Low?
Or is it Low?
Oh, yeah. There's an exclamation mark there, isn't there?
L-O, exclamation mark.
Low!
Low! Their album, The Gleaners.
Oh, yeah.
Came out on April 7th, remember that? On Pelagic.
It's a good Friday.
Pelagic. Pelagic.
Oh, it's on Pelagic, is it?
Pelagic.
Pelagic, Pelagic. Oh, the ocean and...
Yeah, the ocean and that. L-n-n-n-n.
L-n-n-n-n-n-n-n-n.
L-n-n-n-n-n-n-n. It's 9 songs.
Love L-n-n-n-n-n-n.
At 41 minutes long. They're Australian sludge at its best, mate.
Good day, mate.
Bloody mates. My standout track is Rat King, and here it is!
Was it there then?
That was it there then. This is also sludgy and doomy.
Wow, Sloom.
It's sloomy. It's heavy as fuck throughout.
They probably say Sloom.
Sloom. Yeah.
Slime.
That's a saloon bar.
Sloom, mate.
It's also got a lot of atmospheric stuff. It's also proof that you don't need to have whiny, singy vocals.
Yay.
Sort of, beautiful melodic know. Bits of music.
Don't need that. Fuck that.
Yeah, like a couple of songs, Klepto, Parasite, and Paradolio.
You'll know which one I
mean. You'll know which one I mean when you look at the tracks. You know, they've got some sort of beautiful atmospheric sounds and still old dry throat screaming, as you call it.
Screaming?
Dry throat screaming.
Screaming.
Happening. The guitarist and songwriter Carl, you know, we like to have the first name members, said, "We created an album of anthems without losing the groove or viciousness of performing live."
Great.
And I think that's
that comes
one
across,
of the
I
best
would say.
Sentences to describe this album.
Who are they supporting soon in London?
Do you know Focus.
Yes, I know Focus.
Hocus Pocus.
You mean
Hocus Pocus Pocus. They're supporting them at the Electroworks.
That's mad, isn't it?
It's mad.
Cannot be true.
That's what it says on Spotify.
And we're going to find out.
And Spotify will never lie. So yeah, I think that's this album, they have really created the sort of live performance, recreated the live performance thing. I've not wanted to just run into a pit so much.
Oh, wow.
From listening to an album since becoming an old man, more than I have with this album.
Great. Maybe we'll get to do it at the Focus gig.
Surely that can't be right.
It can't be right. They can't be supporting right. Focus, surely.
Let's screenshot it and post it and see if other people are going.
I'll ask them.
It's I think it's a perfect album. From start to finish, I said it's like a juggernaut in freight train that only slows down to let passengers jump off.
Did you write that?
Yeah.
Well done. Very
thanks,
good.
Thanks.
You've really come a long way in the 66 episodes, you know.
My three-word review will come after my For Fans Of and my fun fact. So
okay.
Keep listening.
Sure.
For fans of Conjurer, the band Conjurer.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely got some Conjurer bits.
Old Man Gloom.
Yes, love them.
A bit of Cult of Luna in there.
Love them too.
If you like them. Fun fact, The Gleaners.
Yes, go on.
Is a painting by French painter Jean-Franco Millet in 1875.
Wow, it's have a look at it.
It's of three peasant women shown they're shown sifting through a field of leftover wheat.
Oh, yes.
After the harvest, which brings us nicely to their album cover. Which is six bits of wheat and some
That's basically what it is.
It is. But it's done really nicely. Like, wheat. You know, I bet a low fan is going to have a bit of wheat tattooed.
I reckon so.
I would if I had tattoos. Got tattoos. Don't get them. Because I'm scared of pain. apart from emotional pain, I'm good with that. It's of three peasant women sifting through a field. The upper class people in France were horrified by the artwork at the time because it depicted the poorest members of rural society in a sympathetic light.
Wow.
There was uproar. And good stuff. My three word review is takes other bands to the gleaners.
That very good
sense. Anyone, have you listened to anything else this week?
Have I listened to anything else this week? Yes. I've listened to a metallic hardcore band by the name of Jesus Peace. Jesus Peace, or Jesus Peace.
Jesus Peace.
Or Jesus Peace.
Jesus Peace.
They are from Philadelphia.
Philly.
The album is called So Unknown. I say that because it has three dots at the beginning.
Oh, it is, yeah.
The cover is awful. Probably one of the worst things I've seen in a long time. Just sort of, I don't know what it's like. It's a bit like, you know, the graphics from The Lawnmower Man.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I judged this.
Yeah, same here. I thought this is going to be absolutely awful.
The cover looks like it's going to be like a rave.
Yeah. It looks like a rave.
It looks like a rave.
A bloody rave. It looks like a 90s rave album.
A bloody rave.
Yeah. it looks like one of them raves.
It looks like what 16-year-olds wear on their hoodies.
Yeah, it's going absolutely. To a rave. There must be a story. I wish I'd done my research. Can you see if there's a story behind it whilst I do this?
Yeah, I will, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool, man, chills. Released on the 14th of April. Not one of the good Fridays.
No.
On Century Media. It's only 28 minutes long, so if you don't like it, it's quite short. Standout track is called Fear of Failure.
And here it is!
That was it. It's very, very heavy, this. Very distorted. Many a hardcore breakdown. Quite violent. Quite terrifying. The vocals are quite bad, but they sort of work.
Okay.
Well, I watched a few live clips, and they're really good live, but the vocals are just pretty awful. Much better on record.
Oh, they're playing the Dome in June.
Are they?
Yeah.
I'd be quite up for that.
Yeah, I'd be up for that.
It'd be pretty good. Who are they playing with?
They're playing with Split Knuckle.
Oh, I've seen Split Knuckle before.
And Mourning and Despise.
Split Knuckle are pretty good.
Yeah, so there you go.
We should go to that.
The Dome, 21st the Dome. Of June.
The Dome, you heard it here first. I'd hate to be in the middle of a pit when they're on stage, though. It may happen because it's pretty frightening. Limited fast bits.
Yep.
So less likelihood of people running around in circles is what I put here. which is good. I don't like it when they run around in circles in the pit.
Oh, the old windmillers.
Fun fact, they're quite cool and have been modelling for New York fashion brands like Noah and Nike SB.
Well, there you go.
And in 2021...
That's why
video,
they look like a rave.
That's what like a bloody rave,
bloody
mate.
Bloody rave.
They're a bit like a sort, you know, Turnstile... got yeah, quite popular because they're quite, you know, cool looking.
They're good looking. Like,
yeah,
fucking,
exactly.
Ooh,
fucking.
People
ooh.
Are good looking.
Oh.
But then Turnstile just started making music for good looking people.
Yeah, they did. They stopped doing sort of punky hardcore, didn't they?
And they were like, oh, here's music for good looking people. And yeah. I was like, fuck, I have to stop listening to it. And I went to a.
Well,
I'm
technically more qualified to listen to it now, but
yeah,
I don't like
you're
it as much.
Good looking. But I went to a Turnstile gig and I was like, I should not be here.
Oh, no, really. A bit posery. In 2021, a video of Jesus Peace drummer Louis Aponte caught the eye of hyper pop superstar Charlie, who asked him to back her when she played Saturday Night Live.
Oh.
There you go. For fans of...
What did they say?
I think he said yes.
Leaving everyone hanging.
I don't know, maybe he said no. I have no idea. Maybe the fact is that she asked him.
Yeah.
But I don't know if he said yes or not. For fans of Boundaries, as in the band, concept.
Well, I think I'm a big fan of the concept.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, I don't know. Well, yeah, good. Me too. Fans of Boundaries, Bent Life, and Knocked Loose. My three-word review for Jesus Piece is Christ, it's hardcore.
Christ, it's a rave.
It's a bloody rave.
No, great. Good stuff. Good stuff, Si. Well done.
Oh, good stuff. Well done. Well
listening
done.
To albums. I've listened to so many more albums, but I just thought I'd throw these out.
Phrases.
We need to do another one quickly. There's more,
go,
more
go.
Albums to talk
oh,
about.
Oh, I hope this review is not as long as the album.
Metallica. I've been listening to, imagine this, right? Mm. Me listening to the newest Metallica album.
Wow.
Yeah. Shocking. I know.
That's weird, isn't it?
Simon's a Megadeth fan.
You're a mega Metallica fan.
You and I'm mega deaf as well. That's probably
and
why.
And you are mega deaf in one ear. Yeah. Genuinely true.
So this is Metallica's newest album.
Wow.
72 Seasons. What's it mean? It came out on April 14th. Same as Jesus.
Peace.
Jesus Peace. it's on Metallica's
sniffing thing you did there.
Did a quick line. wait for the podcast to get quicker. Good job. It's for this bit. April 14th on Blackened Records, which is Metallica's own record label.
Wow, they've got the money to make their own records.
Yep, and also
that shocks me.
They now own a record pressing factory.
Do they?
Yeah,
that's impressive.
Furnace Records.
Wow,
in America. So all of their records are made there.
That's really cool.
So they and also that means they can jump the queue whenever they want because
it's
there's
a big
backlog in record pressing at the minute.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
It's amazing that they own their own label, own their own record store,
yeah.
yet have one of the shittest album covers I've seen in
oh
in
my
quite
god.
A long time.
I'll get to that.
They don't own their own graphic design company, it would seem. Maybe they do, maybe that's the issue.
Get to it. Yeah. Let me get to it. Okay, the album cover, 72 Seasons. I haven't even told you how long it is yet. It's 12 songs. An hour and 17 minutes long.
Hell, it's too long, Metallica.
It's two albums.
It's too long.
It's two albums. So the cover is a cot that has been burnt. No baby left. and there's all burnt items on the floor. But for somehow, the painted yellow room has stayed immaculate during the fire.
Yeah.
Just a bunch of burnt items, all placed nicely. It's awful. It's not very Metallica. Metallica, the band, used to have the best album covers ever. Like,
which about the best ever?
And
but
also
they weren't bad.
They used to have like Master of Puppets, Ride the Lightning, Kill 'Em All, and Justice for All. Right, were all great album covers.
Yeah, not bad.
All the merch from those eras were incredible.
Great,
all the merch is fucking great. They haven't done good merch since the Black album.
Yeah, which is just a black t-shirt.
Yeah, I've got loads of those. So yeah, so maybe they bought their own their own graphic design company for a while.
Maybe they did. They're pressing their own t-shirts.
All of the stuff they release now is fucking awful.
Yeah,
I've got like probably more Metallica t-shirts than most people.
Yeah,
but they stop at the Black album, and. Yeah, people have bought me some like since then, and I've been like, oh, thanks, but
I'm never gonna wear this.
Didn't tell them, but yeah, it's just they've been awful ever since. So yeah, I don't know what's happened there. And this album cover, just I thought the last one was bad.
The faces, the faces.
Yeah, the faces for the first time.
Yeah,
and all mangled into one. Death Magnetic was fine, actually.
Yeah, not bad. The coffin? Is that a coffin?
The coffin
thing?
With the iron filings.
Yes, the magnetic coffin.
But this is...
quite literal Death Magnetic.
Yeah. This is...
this is shit.
I don't know what you...
what is it?
And then they put the little M in the corner for some
it
reason.
It looks like an IKEA advert.
It does.
For a nursery.
Well, for... if you've had a problem in your nursery...
yeah.
We've got you could change the room into a study or a
yeah.
Anyway,
did you like it?
yeah.
All right.
I thought it was great. Let me hit my standout track and then we can talk about it. My standout track. this was a really hard one as well because I like to pick a track that has a good intro. So I don't have to do much editing.
Yeah.
I just throw the first 30 seconds.
30 seconds done.
And then, but all of these intros are like 5 minutes long.
Yeah.
And they don't really go anywhere. They all sound exactly the same. They all work within the album. But some of the songs, there's really good bits in. There's also some solos. There's
The solos are so low, aren't they? Yeah. So bad.
So I picked...
How long has he been playing the guitar for, Kirk Hammett? Must be...
Well, their first album as Metallica was 40 years ago.
40 years, yeah.
The first, that was Kill 'Em All. And then he was in Exodus before that. So
yeah. So he sort of peaked 40 years ago.
I don't know. I think there's a lot of good stuff on Injustice for All. Anyway, so where was I? Oh yeah, so it's hard to pick a standout track because there's nothing going on in really. Also, the first song of the album, 72 Seasons.
Yeah.
And by the way, 72 Seasons basically means the first 72 seasons of your life. So it's like your first 18 years.
Yeah,
that's meant to represent something. And the opening track, which is the title track, sounds like the Pulp Fiction opening.
Oh.
Yeah. But like, just, yeah. It's anyway, my standout track is Chasing Light, and here it is! There's no light!
Who is Jason Light, someone they toured with?
Jason Light is their graphic designer. How has he not been fired? I think this album very much feels like a continuation from Hardwired to Self-Destruct. It's got the same kind of sound. It's exactly the same length. But I feel like they've done is they've gone, let's listen to this album, an early album, and try and like write a song that's a bit like that, and they've done that, and Lux Eterna came out with the early stuff, and then they were like, let's listen to loads, and they wrote one of the best songs they've released for a long time called Inamorata.
Okay.
Inamorata. It sounds like it's straight from Load. It opens up with a riff that sounds like it could be a Sabbath riff.
Ooh.
Which is good. There's old school stuff, there's things for Load fans, Reload fans, there's things for new Metallica fans. I think Metallica would have got a lot of fans from Stranger Things, new young
oh god, yeah, that's a
young
good point.
Fans. And I don't think they've really sort
catered
of
for them.
Catered for them. Or anyone, in fact. I don't think they... don't know who they've catered for. But I do really enjoy the album.
For it's you, I guess.
Yeah, I do
old
really enjoy...
Old Metallica fans. Old tolerant Metallica
I am
fans.
Really old now. If I had to put it somewhere in... I think it's so much better than Death Magnetic.
Okay, yeah.
So much better. I think it's a little bit better than Hardwired.
Yeah.
So it's the best thing they've released in the past 15 years.
Yeah.
So if you...
That's pretty good.
If you didn't like Metallica since Load, give it a go.
Nice.
Give it a goad. three-word review is... So I think it's a bit long.
Okay.
So too many seasons.
very good.
to should have lasted 54 seasons.
Oh, nice.
For fans of Metallica.
Sure.
And little fun fact, it's their 11th studio album.
Is that it?
That's it, studio, yeah.
After 40 years.
40 years.
It's pretty naff, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah.
How many do you want? 40?
There's only one every 4 years.
That's pretty good going.
No. How many studio albums did Megadeth have? Like 20?
Yeah, but they're Megadeth.
Yeah, well, there you go.
They're
that's
like,
why they're better.
Oh, I'm so sad. I'm not in Metallica. I have to
release double the amount of albums.
And if I release double the amount of albums and sell
maybe
half
be in
the amount
band.
Of each one of them, maybe it would look like I've sold the same amount, but they can't even do that. So,
yeah, good point. Just well, there you go. You heard it. The
last time
the
Megadeth
big review we've all been waiting for. The
last
Metallica
time Megadeth
review.
Toured, they supported Five Finger Death Punch.
Oh, that's really sad, isn't it? God, that's a horrible notion.
That's your favourite band.
Not my favourite band. Neither. Never even heard Five Finger Death Punch.
Oh, good. No, I meant Megadeth.
All right.
Yeah.
Right. Singles, Matt.
Yes.
Singles. I've been listening to a single by a band called Vertex.
Oh.
The
never
single
heard of
is
them.
Called Leviathan. They're a French math metal band.
Oh, and they covered Mastodon.
If only they had done. They haven't, but it's pretty good.
What was the name of the single again?
Leviathan.
Here it is!
That came out the 7th of April. Very much looking forward to an album, even if they do sound a bit like a multi-surface cleaner. As in the name, not the music. Vertex.
So, big news drop. Is that you news. Done? Oh, my God.
No, I've sneezed, yeah.
Shut up.
Sorry about that.
Right.
Going everywhere.
Big news. Big news, Claxon.
Oh.
There's a brand new band. They've got one song out, and they've already got 300,000 listens.
Wow.
It's Better Lovers.
Yay!
There's a band called Better Lovers.
Explain them, Matt. Who are they?
Okay, so Better Lovers features the singer.
Yes.
The singer.
Yes.
From Killer Be Killed.
Yeah.
The guitarist of Fit for an Autopsy.
Yes.
And then a bunch of musicians, the bassist, drummer, and guitarist from Every Time I Die.
Wow.
I don't know if they're in other bands.
Yeah, that would have been fun if you could have mentioned their other bands. But
are they in other bands?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
They are. They must have little side projects.
True.
Surely.
Recording this, I'm wearing a Jordan Buckley t-shirt.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's got Jordan Buckley from Every Time I Die. Mitch and Goose from
Mitch
Every Time
and
I
Goose.
Die, the bassist and the drummer. It's got Will Putney, who has
recorded
every album ever.
Every Time I Die's last album as well.
Probably.
Like he might have done, or last two even.
He's produced
I made that up,
most probably. Albums that have ever been released in the last 10 years.
He's pretty good, isn't he?
It's like the new Andy Sneap.
Who?
Andy Sneap used to produce loads of albums back in the... Or the new Ross Robinson.
Rick Rubin, you say?
No, Ross Robinson.
Oh, yeah, Ross Robinson, yeah. Okay.
It's the new Ross Robinson. And then it's got... do you know it's Greg Puciato?
Greg Puciato!
Killer Be Killed.
Yeah, famously from Killer Be Killed. No other bands.
From backing singer of Alice in Chains or Jerry Cantrell's backing singer currently.
Is that what he is now? What he does...
He was on Jerry Cantrell's newest album.
Was he?
Doing the backing. And then he toured, did all the tours with him as well.
Wow.
So from fresh off the tours from Jerry
also
Cantrell.
One half of the Black Queen.
Oh, one half?
Yeah.
One third.
Was there three queens in
There's
the Black
three
Queens?
Three queens, yeah.
Black Queens.
The Black's Queens.
Oh, I thought it was two guys.
From, no, it's a synthy guy and a guitar guy.
Oh, makes sense.
Yep. So, and also, the Dillinger Escape Plan.
Oh yeah, he's also in that. Yeah.
Their song is called 30 Under 13, and here it is.
How far are you willing to reach? Will you cover it?
It's a fun little fact. They're gigging in the UK.
They're gigging, and we're going to see them.
And they're doing two London shows, one south, one north, because they're different places.
Yeah.
And no one from each one goes to the other. But I did try and get tickets to both, and only got tickets to the north one.
Shame, but that'd be good. That's the Dome, isn't it?
The Dome.
The Dome again. Getting a few mentions.
So if anyone that listens to this has a spare ticket to New Cross Inn.
Yeah, let us know.
I will take it off your hands.
Absolutely. Also, have you heard the sort of theories about 30 Under 13, the name of the track?
No.
So, in America,
America,
30 Under 13
is the amount of seasons.
Is the equivalent of 13 divided by 30. The way they speak about maths.
Right, okay.
And do you know what that creates?
Is it 43?
43%.
Yay!
AKA 43% burnt by Dillinger Escape
Plan. It's a little
Easter egg.
Yeah,
that's
what it is? Great. Love
that's
it.
What I've heard. That's the rumour.
And also, do you know what 30 plus 13 is?
Ooh, 43! Ooh, that's also something that's really obvious. I didn't think about it.
So there you go, Better Love. I hope they release more than that one song.
Yeah, that'd be a shame if that was it.
Imagine if they just do that tour and just do one song.
It'd be a very short set, wouldn't it?
Yeah. And everyone's like, do more songs.
Well, they might just play Dillinger and Every Time I Die covers, which would be fine.
Well, Jordan Buckley from Every Time I Die recently, did a cover of 43%.
He did.
Was it that song? It was, wasn't it?
Was it that song? I think it was that song.
Yeah, it was that song. So maybe they're going to do that.
They might do. God, that'd be good, wouldn't it?
That would be good. That would be good.
I have.
And also, we did it with a Ben Wyman guitar.
Oh, yeah.
Same I have.
Wow.
Same guitar I have.
There you go.
Yeah.
You heard it here first.
Fun facts.
Well.
Fun facts.
Well, it's a fact. I have been listening to Koningsaw.
Ooh.
And their single Bile Ritual.
I bet you haven't. Here it is!
I had 5th of April that came out. They've got a 6-track something album EP, not sure, coming out on the 2nd of June. They're brilliant. Love them. Love Koningsaw. They've been around for a while, but they've only released like singles and shit.
Yeah. What do you think of their cover? The cover
show it
of
me briefly. Show it to me.
It's that guy.
Oh, it's sort of what is that? Skull. Skull.
Yeah, it is a skull. Yeah, it's kind of a sort of a jotted skull, like not jotted. What's the
jotted?
You know when you're just
jot
scribbling
down. A
when
doodle.
You're scribbling, doodle.
A doodle skull.
Doodle skull.
Little doodle skull.
That's a good band name.
Doodle skull. Yeah, let's make it now.
Yeah, okay. We're in the band. Come see Doodle Skull. Support
doodle
Better
skull.
Lovers and Koningsaw.
What else have been listening to, Matt? Your last single of the week.
I've been listening to Cattle Decapitation and their song "Scourge of the Offspring," and here it is.
That
was
their album must be out pretty soon. They've had a couple of singles.
Yeah, funny you should say that. It's out next Friday.
Shut the
not this Friday.
Well,
next Friday.
Oh,
well, it depends when
depends when you're listening to it, doesn't it? Really?
Yeah. Or when I release it.
Yeah.
12th, Friday the 12th.
12th.
The spookiest
of days
of May.
May.
It's out on Metal Blade.
oh yeah.
Very much
label.
Looking forward to this. They have, we mentioned one of their fun albums in one of the fun album segments we used to do back in the olden days.
The cow pooing a head.
Yes.
Was it something like that?
Yeah.
Was it a human face coming out of a cow's ass?
It was something like that. It was a lot of fun.
Something along those lines.
Yeah.
The front cover of this one looks really good. It's sort of a sort of ashamed looking grasshopper.
it's kind of
ashamed.
Perfect. Like,
someone's spotted him doing something he shouldn't be doing.
Oh, what was I doing? Oh no, no, someone's seen me do it.
Am I right? That's true, isn't it? It looks a bit sort of sheepish.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It looks like a sheepish
grasshopper.
But like
sheepish grasshopper. It's very hard to say.
The new album is called
The Sheepish Grasshopper.
Terrorsite.
Terrorsite.
Yeah, like a parasite, but a terror parasite.
Oh, he looks like a terrified parasite.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, exactly. So there you go. Looking forward to that.
I can't wait.
I think that's I've not listened to anything else.
Throaty. Yeah, nor have I. That's it then.
So that was it.
So album of the week time.
That does bring us on to album of the week. Should we go to before we go to it, should we go to the album of the week jingle?
No, yes.
Album of the week. Right. So like we do every week.
Every time
we get to crown one of these delicious albums as album of the week. I can't tell which one it's going to be. So many good albums. I could tell you one thing. It's not any of the singles. So let's get McNulty out of their cage and smash their beak on the desk while Simon decides and shouts out who the album of the week is.
Ready?
So here we go. McNulty, are you ready?
Album of the week.
Okay, I'm ready. Here
you
we go.
You go for it now then. Album of the week. This week goes to
Low and behold, it's
the
Low.
The Gleaners.
Little bit of wheat there for you. Six
Hopefully
bits of wheat.
Hopefully you're not intolerant.
If you are playing Angel next week, come and see us. I will get you a wheat beer between you. You can share it. Get all the straws you need. It's completely free. I will buy the whole pint, and you just need to share it.
Yes,
and I'll make it wheaty for your album. Thank you so much for making that.
Thanks,
it's incredible.
Pretty good album. Well done.
And also, if you haven't listened to it, give it a listen.
It's fucking
great. If you think it might not be for me, give it multiple listens, and I guarantee you it will be.
Damn straight.
Okay, so that leaves us. I think you have to sing us out this week.
Do I?
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about that. What am I singing again?
you could sing how people should tell a friend.
How people should tell a friend.
And message us
if they have anything to talk about. Tell a friend on the bus.
Any fun games they want us to play?
If you got any fun games, please message them to us.
If they've got an album they want us to review.
If you got an album for us to review.
And then remind them
send it on over and we'll ignore you.
Woo! Well, thanks for listening. Come back next time for episode 67. What's the title of this going to be?
Oh, fuck. We haven't done that, have we? Right, we'll figure it out.
We will figure it out. Let's call it that.
We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
Nice.
Is that a wee wheel or a wheel?
Wheel, W-H-W-E-L. We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
Wheel.
Cool. Listen again. Bye.